Hey, this is Dave. Before we start episode number 124, I just want to let you know, if you're a brand new listener to the show today, there is a lot of news about things going on at the School of Podcasting that's going to kind of give this episode a little bit of a what I'm going to call, but wait, there's more episode. And that is not typically the format of the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. So if you listen to this episode and you go, ugh, please go back and listen to the previous one or any of the other 123 before this one. And I hope to see you back on episode number 125 as we kick off episode number 124 of the School of Podcasting's morning announcements.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Well, there you go. There's change number one. You go, hey, what happened to the guy that used to say that? That is Adam Raber of Mad Town Aces. We'll be talking about Adam in just a second, but let's get the contact information out of the way. It's very easy. Email dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. The toll-free number, courtesy of podcast voicemails, 888-563-3228. For our friends across the pond, our international listeners, try 243-542-0893. That number again, 243-542-0893. And of course, our website, schoolofpodcasting.com. Everything we talk about today will be in our show notes, which you can find at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. Well, as I said before, we do have a lot of news today, and that's the new one. You just heard the soothing tones of Adam Raber of MadTownAces.com. And that's right, you can now get 25% off intros, outros, professional promos from Mad Town Aces. How do you do it? You sign up for the School of Podcasting. That's one of over, we have almost $300 worth of rewards for being a member of the School of Podcasting. And Adam is the latest one to that list. We also added $5 off from Q-Mic. So if you want like a swinging mic arm, get $5 off. And I'm not going to list through all the rewards for being a member of the School of Podcasting. That would be a giant commercial. But Adam Raber, Mad Town Aces, professional voiceover work now, 25% off for being a member of the School of Podcasting.com. Yeah, absolutely. So I want to continue on our discussion. Last week, I threw out the question, is podcast promo swapping dead? Because, of course, this Thursday, February 14th, by the way, guys, that's Valentine's Day. We're going to kick off, for the lovers of podcasts, the podcast promo show. And I got some emails. Some people said, well, Dave, it just doesn't seem like the podcast community is as tight-knit as it used to be. And I kind of see that because we have grown. We've gone from a small family to a larger extended family. But I don't think that really has to do with promo swapping. I think it's just something that when podcasting first came out, we were all about cross-promotion. And I think really now we're also focused on building our audience that we get caught up in the MySpacing and Facebooking and the business card swapping and the guerrilla marketing and things like that, that really, I think it's just kind of a lost art, making a promo and swapping with people. I think it's just something that we've just kind of, because it takes more time. If you think about it, now, in reality, the time you spent MySpacing and Facebooking, hoofa, you can waste a lot of time doing that. When it took me about an hour to do my one-minute promo. So I do agree. I can see where people might think that some of the community aspect of podcasting is kind of faded. And we got some voicemail. So let's head on over to the phone as we talk about, as we answer our own question, is podcast promo swapping a dead?
Hey, Dave. How you doing? This is Anthony Renna from the Better Golf with Fitness podcast at bettergolfwithfitness.com and the Strength Coach podcast at strengthcoachpodcast.com. First of all, I just want to say great show about promo swapping, and I just want to summon that I don't think it's dead. I have been doing one for the Strength Coach podcast. I think the one thing that I kind of disagree with, I wouldn't do it. I'd kind of focus more on quality than quantity. I'm kind of, one rule that I have is that I want to keep it in line with the demographic, so I do the Strength Coach podcast promo swap with the FitCast, and we have roughly the same kind of an audience. So, and I think one of the advantages is of the quality, working on quality instead of quantity, is that developed a good relationship with him. So besides just his little flashy promos that we have on each other's site, we now talk about each other's show a little bit. And so it's a little bit more effective than just the promo. Because I've developed that relationship with him, I think that's been much more effective. And another thing that I would say is that we're doing it each week. We're changing up the promos to kind of just talk about who our guests are on the show. And I think that's important because, hey, it's free. At least I can do is spend a little time, keep it current, keep the message fresh, and basically let people know what's happening currently on my podcast. So anyway, keep up the good work. Really love your show, and hope to talk to you soon.
Thank you very much, Anthony, for calling in. Yeah, it is. That is kind of one of the keys. It's obviously I've got a podcast about podcasting. So if I go over and trade promos with the NASCAR podcast, you know, there may be podcasters in the NASCAR audience or the knitting cast. But if I were to trade promos with, say, Rob Walsh of Podcast 411, by the way, who will be our guest next week, talking about Wizard Media, some of the awesome things they got going over there. Little promo for next week. He and I share a very similar audience, so that would be a much more quality exchange. Now, something else you can do is he's talking really more about networking, getting to know, for like, put your fingers up in little quotation marks, could you right now, getting to know your, quote, competition. Because I haven't really found a, quote, competitor in podcasting. There aren't really any jerks. I've ran across some people that I kind of go, eh, I wouldn't do it that way, but they're not really jerks. And so find somebody with a podcast similar to yours. Let me give you an example. I do a podcast called Weekly Web Tools at weeklywebtools.com. And one of my friends said, I really, really like that podcast. I think I'd spin it this way. And I'm like, well, why don't you do a couple, you know, kind of snippets, and we'll stick them in the podcast. He goes, well, actually, I want to ask you and make sure you're not going to get mad. I'm thinking of starting basically a podcast doing that, which is going to be very similar to the podcast that you're doing. And I said, great, brilliant, bring it on. We can cross-promote each other. And I thought about that. You know, if you really have a great relationship with somebody, when it comes time to do things like, oh, let's say you're going to distribute a bunch of postcards, right? Why not find somebody who has an audience that's very, very similar to yours and go halvesies on the marketing material? Say, hey, I'm going to go buy 500 postcards. Would you like to go in on this? You can have the left half, I'll have the right half, or vice versa, whatever. You could cut your marketing bill in half by sharing an audience and sharing the marketing material, if that's what you want to do. Some people may go, no. I don't want to mix my brand with their brand. That's fine. I'm just saying, though, that having friends to network with is a good thing, and having quality promos exchanges, promo exchanges is definitely the key. Let's go back to the phone.
Hey, Dave. This is Mike Wills from Mike's Hot Dish. And promos. You asked, do people play promos? Well, you know, I don't want to, like, directly point out people per se, but some of the, a lot of the big pod show shows, I can't recall last time I actually heard a promo being played on their shows, with the exception of the Cooler Musicians Cooler, that's what it is, your show that you played my promo on the other day, and I thank you for that. But beyond that, I really haven't heard a lot of promos being played on some of those big shows like that. But like within the network I am in, Farpoint Media, we create a kind of a promo bucket, so you just dump in all your promos in there, and we share them across our network and stuff. And we're not out of, or not like we don't play anyone else's promos, but I mean, that's just one thing we do. Also, a lot of the potty book authors play a lot of promos for each other's books, and they seem to play for other shows too, but I've been noticing another trend there of just playing potty book promos. So, I'm thinking, I don't know what, I guess I don't know what to think on that. But in some cases, it's a little annoying when I, you know, trying to market out there, trying to get your name out there. Well, if you can't hit the big shows, not saying that you're going to have a huge success rate, but how do you get your name out there be into large audiences to get more exposure. That's the word I'm trying to look for. I'm trying to drive in the snow here while leaving this voicemail. But anyway, I guess that's kind of what I see on this, and I really hope things change again, because I think some of that collaboration is starting to lean away a little bit. I don't know if it's due to competition or if it's just because people don't think to play them, or I don't know. But anyway, that's kind of my thoughts. And if anyone's looking for some music podcasts or are hungry for music podcasts, check out mikeshotdish.com.
Thank you very much, Mike. Yeah, now here's the key. Some people, I've found podcasts that are very similar to other podcasts that I'm doing. I send them an email. Now, keep in mind, when you're doing this, make sure to get their name. You know, prove that you listen to their show, because otherwise, why would you want to swap promos? You know, don't do a shotgun. Dear Mr. Podcaster, I think your show is great. Play my promo. No, make it personal. That's what's great. I mean, that is the core of podcasting, the relationship you have with your listeners, and it's all about the relationship you have with other podcasters. Now, I've contacted other people and said, hey, I think our audiences share each other, you know, our each other's podcasts. Why not cross-promote each other? And they simply replied back, we don't do promos. Okay, move on. There's only, you know, and unless you're doing a very, very, you know, worm farming podcast, you're probably going to have somebody doing a similar podcast that you can network with. And so, you know, don't get too discouraged. And that's where, again, some people are saying, well, maybe podcast promos or, you know, it's just something that's kind of a dying art. Let's bring it back then. Because I used to listen to a lot of podcasts that I heard in promos. We got a last 5 and 5, by the way, coming up right around the bend. First off, though, let me give you I got to talk about the new, yet another reward for not only School of Podcasting members, but you, School of Podcasting listeners. It's another reward for the School of Podcasting. In this case, podcasting members and School of Podcasting listeners. That's right. If you're like me, podcasting may, you may find that it's taking a little more time than you had thought, and you kind of wish you had more time in the day. Well, one of the School of Podcasting members, Fred Castaneda from GainControlOfYourDay.com, has a seminar. Now, this seminar has such phenomenal material that you have to sign a release form to take the class. It's that good. I was listening to Gain Control of Your Day, and they were talking about just the hours you're going to find that you didn't think you had in the day after taking this class. Now, here's the key. All you have to do is between now and March 24th, when you sign up, use the coupon code SOPURDAY. That's SOPURDAY. And when you use that, now this is going to be after March 24th, it's $250 for this class, for this seminar. If I remember right, it's a 25 part series. It's a chunk, and it's great, phenomenal information. $250 after March 24th. Before then, though, use the coupon code SOPURDAY, and you, the listener of the School of Podcasting, can get it for $124.99. Now, for members of the School of Podcasting, you've already heard it on the Students Only podcast. You know the price and the promo code that you get to use for $99. So you use that code for $99. But listeners, hey, you're still getting 50% off. And Fred is just another example of people that are finding success via podcasting. And speaking of that, let me introduce you to my friend Addie from DearAddie.com and the Secret Attraction Podcast.
Hello, my name is Addie Kenya, and I'm a hypnotherapist and Law of Attraction life coach. My podcast is the Secret Attraction Podcast.com. After Googling for a mentor, the Law of Attraction in Action brought us to Dave Jackson and the School of Podcasting. As far as this podcasting technology thing goes, I must confess, my husband and I are digitally challenged. Baby boomers who ask the neighborhood kids to show us how to take pictures with my cell phone and our nephew to program our TV remote. In the world of hyped up and heavily promoted podcast experts, Dave Jackson is a rare find. He is honest, extremely affordable, incredibly patient and supportive. He provides his clients more value than they asked for. He has a wonderful talent to teach, and his enthusiasm is contagious. In fact, Rich so much enjoys his school of podcasting that he can't wait to get to the internet to go to school, as he said, and then exuberantly implements his new skills. Dave walked him through every aspect of not only launching our podcast, but through the introduction of internet marketing technologies has enabled us to dramatically improve the marketing and income-producing capabilities of my business website, too. You have no idea how exciting and gratifying it is to see people from all over the planet listening to my episodes on the Secret Attraction podcast. Rich and I really thank you for your service, Dave. Be well and prosper.
Thank you, Addie. And again, you can find her at thesecretattractionpodcast.com. Or if you're typing challenged like me, just go to Dear Addie. That's Dear, ADDIE.com. So there you go. Two students from the School of Podcasting, Fred Castaneda from GainControlOfYourDay.com and Addie Kenya from DearAddie.com. Now, as we head towards the door, let's do a little last five and five. You know, if you got one of these, feel free to call it in on the podcastvoicemail.com line. It's 888-563-3228. This is from Ray, the produce picker, and his last five in five.
Hi, Dave. This is Ray, a.k.a. the produce picker from the Produce Picker Podcast, and I'm here to give you my last five in five. Actually, if I really did that, then you'd have all five slots since I listened to your show at least five times today at work while I'm catching up on all the episodes after I recently discovered your great show. So I'm going to omit those five on a technicality and give you my last five after your five, starting with number one, The Totally Rad Show, a movie, games, comics, and TV review show starring Alex Albrecht, Dan Trachtenberg, and Jeff Cannata, available at totallyradshow.com. Next is Dig Nation, again with Alex Albrecht and Kevin Rose, a weekly review of some of the best stories on the social bookmarking site dig.com. Three is video podcast, or producing video podcast with Richard Harrington, a how-to video series on how to make a video podcast. Rich also runs my local podcasting group here in Virginia and has many great shows, and you can check them all out on iTunes. Four is Geek Brief TV with Callie Lewis. As she would say, it's shiny, happy tech news, which can be found at geekbrief.tv. And finally, The Struggling Entrepreneur with Fred Castaneda, a podcast to help those who are trying to be entrepreneurs but may be struggling, hence the name Go Figure. I know most of those are video podcasts, the last one being an audio podcast, but that's mainly what I consume. Thanks, Dave. That's my last five and five. Keep up the great work. And check out producepicker.com for the Produce Picker podcast.
Thank you very much. You know, I went over to producepicker.com, and I learned how to pick out a cantaloupe. Very, very cool, because I thought, Produce Picker, what? Is he talking about picking produce? Yeah, he's talking about picking produce, and I learned something. It's a video podcast. Check it out, producepicker.com. Hey, that is going to do it for this edition of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Just a reminder, if you don't have your promo in, speaking of podcast promos, the podcast promo show launches this Thursday. One promo a day, podcastpromoshow.com. Likewise, podcast clicks. We've got that grand opening special going, $10 a year. Watch the videos over there. You're going to find out that I should have repriced this. I've got videos over at podcastclicks.com. What is it? I've got proof. Some people said, hey, prove to me that this works. I've got proof videos over there, $10 a year. That is not going to be lasting a whole lot longer. Then it's going to go up to $20 a year. And if you need a banner, I got a link right at the bottom where you can get your own banner for $20. So thank you very much. And again, if this is your first edition of the School of Podcasting, I realize it was a promo palooza, and we're normally not that. Don't believe me? Come back next week. My guest will be Rob Walsh from Wizard Media. He's going to be talking about some of the interesting technology they got going on over there. I didn't realize what they could do. It's very impressive stuff. So we'll see you next week, and I'll see you at the School of Podcasting. That's our website. Our phone number, 888-563-3228. And for you over across the pond people, that number again, 243-542-0893. Everything I talked about, the last five and five links, everything like that, go to shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. And we'll see you at theschoolofpodcasting.com. Don't be tardy. And class dismissed.